what we have found is that companies all over the country, the law departments are being asked to do more with less. They are seeing their outside counsel budgets being slashed, and yet they are seeing increasing workloads in terms of the cases that they're responsible for and just the overall legal matters that they have to manage. What we are finding is that there's a huge demand for our firms because these firms tend to be smaller. They tend to be made up of lawyers who have, you know, come from either high-level positions in government or from larger firms that, you know, are accustomed to working with major corporations. But because of the situation they're in smaller firms, more reasonable overhead, not paying huge associate, you know, associate salaries, and burdened with a whole bunch of legacy costs that, you know, some of the bigger firms have to contend with. Those firms are able to price their services in a more competitive manner in general. And so we're seeing a lot of demand for our law firms because of that. For a lot of companies, they just didn't have a, you know, track record of, you know, going outside of their normal kind of big firm roster. What's happened is that as more companies have worked with our member firms, they have had positive experiences, and the folks in-house at different companies, they tend to talk. And so now I think it's become widely known within legal circles that this is a viable avenue for companies that need to be able to find law firms that can do their work and handle their matters, but do so in a very cost-effective way. It's kind of interesting how, in an odd way, the decline in the economy has worked to benefit our firms and certainly, I think, overall improve the diversity of the outside counsel ranks at major companies. It is indeed ironic.